to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Pesa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
Oh yeah, every single marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
And of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
That's right. And of course, you can always stay up to date on the latest blog posts at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
So what are we talking about today, Whitney?
So today I wanted to give 3 ways to create a stronger marriage, but it's one day at a time.
Why one day at a time?
It's definitely not an overnight fix. Okay. It's something that you can get into the habit of doing.
Yes.
And if you stay consistent with it,
yes,
the results will be absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. And also because we also live one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, 1 second at a time, one day at a time. So.
That's right. And nothing is ever perfect. So
no way.
It helps no to way. Just remember that you can take it one day at a time.
And I like taking it one day at a time.
Of course, of course. And we've been doing that happily for 13 years.
Amen.
So it's nice to know that you don't have to get everything totally perfect or exact all in, you know, one day. You don't have to learn everything all at one time. You can just slowly get better and better and keep growing.
And
so those 3 things are choose a path.
What do you mean choose a path?
Well, because every action we take is basically, it's like planting a seed.
Okay.
It puts us on a certain trajectory.
Okay.
And the same, like, basically our beliefs and the things that we think about, it leads to a philosophy that we maintain.
Uh-huh.
So if you know from the beginning that you want to stay married,
yes,
you are absolutely certain with the strongest conviction that you are in it to stay.
Okay, so you got married to stay married.
Right.
Yes.
This is not something that you're trying to see
if it's going to work out.
If it'll work out, or, well, if it works, fine. If it doesn't, fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, this, you choose the path that you want to stay on. And the path is you made a choice that no matter what, you're going to
stick
keep,
with it.
Yeah, you're going to keep your promise to that one special person.
And
right?
So it's basically you are beginning with the end in mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you're pretty much, once you're determined not to quit, then making that decision to stay married is the first step.
To stay put.
Yes.
Yes.
And just being willing to take it one day at a time with your spouse through all the ups and downs that you guys are going to go through.
Yes.
Because that will happen. You have good times and you have bad times.
Yeah, I mean, there's like night and day. There's different seasons. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry.
Yes.
Yes.
And the point that I'm trying to make is every step we take along the way determines whether or not we're going to reach our desired destination.
Yes.
Because our feelings change.
Yes.
Feelings can change very quickly, and we can take detours.
Okay.
Believe me, there are going to be options along the way, and you'll see them. And you might deviate from your path.
Yes, from the path that you chose.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you want your destination, you know, in the end, to be, hey, you know what? We were happily married. mm-hmm. our whole lives.
Yes.
We never gave up. If that's the destination you want, then you have to have that strong conviction.
That,
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
That this has to work.
Right.
Yes.
Right. This is going to work. And when you have those times when you're not sure if it is going to work, you're determined to find a way.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So the first thing is just begin, know that you got married to stay married. You didn't get married not to stay married.
Right. So, I mean, I think one of the easiest ways to look at it is really just to decide, okay, what destination do I want? Where do I want to end up? And then from there, you choose the path. I mean, because really, every thought that we think about our spouse, we are planting a seed.
Yeah.
We have good thoughts. We have negative thoughts. We have resentful thoughts.
Yeah.
We have happy memories. We have, whether you have a good attitude, all of those things make a huge impact on whether or not you guys are going to be able to make this work for the long term.
Yes.
And every negative thought that we have toward our spouse, or the more negative that our attitude is towards marriage, it's basically going to slowly chip away at your relationship.
Because that brings some hesitancy. So you...
Yeah.
So yeah, you are not... before you make a decision, you are more... You hesitate to proceed. And that shows in the type of decisions and also if you're going to stick with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want a more literal analogy, if you want a real example, picture yourself going on a road trip.
Okay.
And you might have all the maps you need, you might have the GPS, or you might not. It might work or it might not work. But even if you do take a detour by accident or you get a little bit lost, are you going to turn around and go back home?
No.
If you've already driven 200 miles away from your house and you take the wrong exit by mistake in a city that you're not familiar with, what are you going to do?
Are you gonna stay there? Are you gonna live in that city now?
Yeah. Are you going to stay permanently in that city?
No.
Are you going to check into a hotel? Are you going to turn around and go back home? Or are you determined to...
Are you just gonna find the next exit and get into the and continue on the highway?
Are you gonna ask for directions?
You might.
You're going to ask for help?
Yes. You might.
Because you, especially if your destination is a vacation, most likely you are not going to give that up.
No.
So a small detour along the way is not going to keep you from going where you want to go.
No. And you know, when you're talking about the highway and you're talking about going on a trip, for most of us, it's like a no-brainer. I know, there's no way I'm going back.
Right.
Yes, even if I have a flat, even if I have a flat tire, I'll fix the flat tire, I'll get AAA, whatever, and I'll continue with the journey. Even if I get stopped and maybe I have mechanical problems, or maybe the cops stop and give me a ticket, whatever. But at the end of the day, I will still continue.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cross-country road trip, most of the time, you just continue and finish and enjoy whatever you're doing and come back.
But yeah, you already know where it is that you're wanting to go.
Yeah.
And you're pretty determined to just...
make it happen.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And you're going to... so you can arrive.
Yes.
Now, the problem with marriage is when we accidentally take a detour, or we get off of the right road, if we by mistake something happens and we get off of that path that we were on, you know what's really tough about it?
Mm-hmm.
it's hard to notice
that
it even happened.
What
right?
Do you mean? Yes.
It can be something as simple as starting to have some emotional distance between you and your spouse. Like, in terms of, like, if you guys start drifting apart
mm-hmm.
a little bit each day, it's kind of hard to notice at first.
Yes, and because it's hard to notice that it's happening, you don't take any... there's no sense of urgency.
Yeah, and I mean, there might be, like, subtle changes that nobody really notices. Or if you have a transition that happens in your house. Like, if you guys... let's say you're both working full-time. But you still see each other quite a bit throughout mm-hmm. the week. You're still able to spend a pretty decent amount of time together. But let's say one of you changes jobs and you have a longer commute all of a sudden.
Okay.
And it actually cuts into the time that you guys have with one another.
Yes.
That is an urgent change that had to happen. And you did it for the best of your household.
Oh, yeah.
But slowly by slowly, changes start to happen between the two of you. Like, especially if you begin to drift apart.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, because you're spending less time together.
Yes.
Or maybe the circumstances have changed and you're spending time with other people more. It's just those little things that add up.
Okay, so it's honestly, like, that is like the death by a thousand cuts.
Right. Mm-hmm. These things can happen gradually. And so, but if we don't have the destination front and center, like if we don't know with absolute certainty that, okay, I want to be 90 with this person.
Okay.
I want to be with my spouse when I'm 100. If we don't constantly have that, like, almost as a goal
mm-hmm.
right in front of our face, it is surprisingly easy to deviate from that path. So, I know I'm rambling on about path
thing. I like the way you're talking about, like, how little things can add up, and mm-hmm. when they're happening, they don't actually come out as you are in trouble or there's a problem
mm-hmm. right.
because you just got a new job, whatever. But at the end, it doesn't sound like you are in trouble, but because they add up,
mm-hmm.
so that's the death by a thousand cuts.
Right. So, I mean, and I've heard people give an example of, like, when an airplane is flying,
mm-hmm.
if the pilot just goes slightly off course, he can end up, like, 2,000 miles away from where he was originally supposed to land.
Yes.
So that's kind of, I guess that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Because, like, that little deviation in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
If you continue carrying it along, it adds up.
Right.
So, at the end, you are, like, way farther away from your destination.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that can happen in marriage, too. I mean, you start with something slow, something small, and you end up, like, so, oh my goodness, like, the opposite of what you wanted in the beginning.
So, sometimes, actually, it's important to recuperate, like, to...
Mm-hmm.
try to see where you are
mm-hmm.
according to the goals that you have
mm-hmm.
so that you can see, are you off track or you are still on track?
Right.
Yes.
Right. So the second thing is change your attitude.
Change your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that about?
So pretty much the outlook that we have on life in general really has a huge impact on the way we will view our marriage. I mean, it's pretty simple. If I have a negative attitude, then that can... It makes it harder to enjoy
mm-hmm.
the interactions that we share with our spouse.
Yes.
With our kids. Just with anything.
Yes.
But... If we have that positive attitude, and I mean, I'm not saying that we have to just stay upbeat 24/7
mm-mm.
and be, you know, super happy every second of every day.
No.
But it definitely does make marriage a lot easier, though,
mm-hmm.
because you'll be able to get into the habit of being able to overlook flaws and mistakes.
Or that your spouse has.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, or it's like, it's like every married couple knows, like, there's always those comments that are made that are taken the wrong way. And just the small stuff that can be taken out of context. But depending on our attitude, though, that will make the difference for us.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not we blow things up into a huge fight or we're able to just kind of, you know.
Just ignore it.
Like, yeah, I mean, a lot of things, you probably just end up ignoring it.
Because a lot of things at the end of the day, they don't matter.
That's true.
Although at the moment they did.
That's true. In the moment, yeah. In the moment it does.
Yeah.
But if we can, like, stay positive and just keep in mind, not everything has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of weird. We heard that at a conference, at a marriage conference, that someone made the point that, okay, you might be thinking something, but you don't have to say it. I mean, if it's something that your spouse did, but it's something small, or if you know it's going to cause a huge fight for nothing, you really don't have to bring it up.
Yeah, you don't have to bring it up.
Yeah, like not everything has to be mentioned. Not every single detail of every mistake or every action.
But that
comes with, I mean, that really...
It comes with maturity.
Yeah, maturity and just keeping a great attitude, though, too.
Yes.
And as well as showing appreciation. Letting your spouse know just how glad you are to be around them.
Yes.
Just...
Yeah, that whole concept of gratitude... it's very important to show gratitude. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Having gratitude, just being thankful, telling them often for the things they do. Say thank you.
Yes.
Saying please and thank you. It's unbelievable how much power those small things really have.
Yes.
Just on a typical day.
Yes.
So definitely show appreciation, and you can do small gestures, small acts of kindness and whatever generosity you think your spouse would appreciate, if it's going and getting their favorite coffee.
Yes.
Or even just waking up and giving them a hug in the morning.
It's very important.
So that's all part of a great attitude. And then, as we kind of talked about a couple minutes ago, just being able to react to comments and situations without emotions. Just take the emotions out of it and view things more objectively.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge help.
So, like, but sometimes you're like, okay, hey, I have to have some sort of emotion.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
We all do. But for sure, if we can take some of the emotions out of some things and just stop and think, okay, well, maybe he really didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
Or... maybe he just had a long day.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
You know, that can be extremely helpful.
Yes.
So, the third thing that we wanted to bring up today is stop taking advice from single people or divorced people.
Okay.
And I'm not that we're trying to be rude. It's no. The reason why is they don't, if you're having issues in your marriage and you complain about it to someone you know at work or a friend, and this person just happens to be divorced or maybe they've never been married before, they don't have the answers that you're looking for.
And sometimes even if... even when you are getting an advice from a married couple, a married person, you have to take advice with a grain of salt, because somebody might also have their ulterior motives when they're giving you advice, and definitely somebody who's single and they have never gotten married, I won't take advice from them when it comes to should I stay or should I not stay.
Yeah.
Because,
well, no, and it's so much more than should I stay or should I go. I mean, even just if you're having a conflict and you're looking for a solution, how does someone who's never made their spouse happy before, someone who's never been married, how do they tell you what to do? How do they tell you how you're going to get that accomplished?
And, you know, that is very important because I was talking to a friend of mine who we do several projects together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an older gentleman, about 60 years old, but he's divorced. Okay. So I was talking to him and we're just chit-chatting. And then there was a quick question I had to call and ask my wife, Whitney. And I asked, and when I came back to him, he's like, she said no, yeah? She said, like, there's a way he said it, like, she said no. And I was like, yeah, she said no. And then he's like, ah, you know what? That's why I'm single. That's why I'm single. Because you know why? Because I'm free. I can do whatever I want. And I don't have to call anybody to ask. That was made as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That was made as a joke. But for some folks who are not strong in their relationship,
mm-hmm.
that can be a seed being planted.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm not saying that your whole life you'll have everything will be positive or you'll never have things like that. But it's very important for you to recognize things like that when they're happening. Like when somebody's actually planting a seed like that in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the way he was trying to portray marriage was it's...
like it's a nuisance.
It's a nuisance or you are being shackled.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm really glad that you brought that up because some married people also are not that strong in their conviction
mm-hmm.
to encourage couples to be on the same page.
Nope.
And always encourage couples to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another friend that Pesa has who... he was proposing that we go into a business deal with him, and Pesa informed him that he had not talked to me yet about it. And this guy, who has never been married before, he's like, oh, why do you even need to go over it with her? I'm sure she'll be okay with it. I'm sure she'll like it anyway. Let's just go ahead and sign. Let's just go ahead and get this thing taken care of. But the problem with that was, this guy has no clue how vital it is for Pesa to go ahead and come home and explain these things to me so that I can also be included.
Yeah.
When it's time to make a decision. So that's why I'm making a big deal out of this. Because mm-hmm. if someone really just has no idea how important it is for a husband and wife to be on the same page, especially when it's time to make big decisions or really just be on the same page in general.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really do not want to be influenced by someone like that.
No.
Because that's not going to give you the best results for your family or for your marriage.
No.
And also in regards to getting advice from someone who's been divorced or someone who is currently divorced, they probably have some good tips on what not to do, on things that did not work.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I don't think I would want to take a strategy from a divorced person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel as though whatever strategies they used...
didn't work.
Were not effective.
Didn't work, yeah.
Right, didn't work. So that's where I'm coming from. That's why I'm making such a big deal.
Especially somebody who never remarried, does not believe in that whole marriage idea. So they never remarried. They never, because when we talk about somebody who has been divorced, we had, what we mean is somebody who never remarried and somebody who is does not see the value of staying faithful through all the thick and thin. Because there's a lot of people who made mistakes, they remarried, and they've been able to make it work. And I don't mind getting advice from somebody like that, but I also have to evaluate that advice and see if it's going to work for me, not just take it blindly because somebody's giving the advice.
Right. Yes. It's, yeah. I mean, it's always good to stop and ask yourself, okay, how is this going to affect my family?
Yeah. Are they on my team?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's something really huge, is to remind myself, ask myself, is this person on my team? And you won't have a lot of people on your team, but because you want somebody who believes that, who believes in your marriage and is giving you advice to make sure that it works, your marriage works. Sometimes it might not be what you want to hear because at that time you are being cray-cray, but they really believe in making your marriage and your family and your kids, whatever, things work. So the first question I have to ask myself is, are these people on my team? And if the answer is no, or if the answer is I don't know, or whatever, that is a huge sign to tell me that I'm not going to listen to them. And I can humor them, but I am not going to take the advice seriously. But another thing is, what am I going to do to decide that somebody's on my team? Not everybody's going to be on your team. And when I say on your team, I mean somebody who's going to be there when things are great, but more importantly, when things are down and you yourself don't even know what to do, or you're even making wrong decisions because you're thinking you're making the right decisions, but they're there and they are, things are crazy and they're ugly, but they still believe in you and they are still trying to get you back to where you should be.
Right. Now, absolutely.
That really eliminates like 90% of people in your life. Not everybody will stick with you. And that's good for a reason, because if you had everybody sticking with you that way, I mean, I don't know. Anyways.
No, that's right. That's right. Because, you know, for a lot of us, even our own relatives or our in-laws really are not in a good position to give us helpful advice.
Some of them are not even on their own teams.
Yeah, some of them are... I don't know. They might be kind of messy in their own situation.
Some of them are not even rooting for their own families. Some of them are not rooting for their own marriages. How can they help you root for your own?
Right. Or they're kind of wishy-washy. Yeah. Maybe they're, you know, they they're like halfway, not even halfway supportive, but...
No, I mean...
No.
The truth is, most, even the relatives themselves... are not rooting for their own marriages. The things they do, they might not be like, you know what, I gotta make this work no matter what.
Right.
So how do you expect you're gonna go and tell them?
Right, if they don't bring the A game for themselves.
If somebody's not bringing the A game for their own game,
right,
how can they bring their A game for my game? There's no way. So I have to watch out for things like that. Mm-hmm. And if I see somebody's doing things like... violating boundaries and just doing things like that with their own spouse, how can they have the same how can they have like the wherewithal to give me advice on how to like be on the straight and narrow with my family? They can't.
Right, absolutely.
So I gotta watch on that too.
It's true. Yeah, because we're more likely to trust the people close to us.
Yes.
We're more likely to feel like we want to trust our brothers and sisters or moms and dads or cousins. But, yeah, Pei says absolutely spot on with that. If they don't even bring their A game in their own life, they cannot tell you how to bring your A game. Yeah. So that's just the way it is. So yes. And so folks, really just to recap, the difference between success and failure on all of these issues is just consistency.
Yes.
Really. Just being able to do these things a little bit at a time, just taking one day at a time, really, is what's going to help you.
Oh, yeah.
And once you get momentum going,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to get closer and closer as husband and wife, and you'll get much stronger.
Yes.
So we just wanted to encourage all of you to consider, you know, these three tips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And folks, we really enjoy having you listening to the podcast. And just don't forget to subscribe if you're listening it on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe, Stitcher or SoundCloud. And until next time, folks, just stay strong and remember that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling. Bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.